So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard here, Fox Sports On The Road, and this is Father's Day weekend. Very big weekend, of course, big weekend for the fathers out there, chance to recognize all the fathers for what they've done, whether it be grandfathers, fathers, you know, you take them out to a baseball game, go out to have a nice dinner, a nice brunch, whatever it may be. But it's more than just that. It's really about the ability of having that father figure in a child's life is very, very important. And joining us today to talk about a very special initiative called Papa University is Kenneth Braswell. He is the director, founder of Papa University. Ken, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Again, we're here on Fox Sports On The Road here in Fox Sports, New Jersey, this airing on a Saturday morning. And Ken, first of all, tell me more about your involvement with Papa University. How did this, you know, come about? Just tell me about the brainstorming of this idea.
So Papa University is an outgrowth of the 20 years of work that I've done specifically in this space through our organization, Fathers Incorporated. And throughout the years, one of the things that has always been lacking as it relates to fathers, and even for myself as a dad and many dads that I grew up with, we didn't have an active role model of what fathers look like and how fathers should engage in the lives of their children. And then when I became a young father at 17 years old, no one still helped me through the process of being a father. I had to learn it all on my own. The only thing that I knew was, you know, what I saw, which was very little. And so as I, you know, continued to evolve in that fatherhood space, eventually I walked into this work of responsible fatherhood through doing some other community service and having some challenges with the mother of my youngest daughter in family court. And while I was there, really saw this thickness in the air and this tension around the parents that were in the courtroom. And I walked out of there saying to myself, I really want to do something more about helping fathers be able to be connected to solution and to answers and a bridge to being a better father. And so Papa University is birthed out of all of that and the ability to be able to have access to resources and evidence and experience and guiding the field of work itself, not only nationally, but internationally, and being able to respond to many fathers that come across our threshold who say that they don't have either a father in their lives, there's no services in their community, and they have no accountable role models in their lives. And so Fathers Incorporated and Papa University is an attempt at making sure that any father who is trying to do the best that they can, and even those who may not, and trying to find their way along, can come to a resource like Papa University and find the answers that they need.
You know, you bring up a very good point, because your program, you know, I was looking up a lot of statistics about fatherhood, about children growing up with or with, even without fathers, and the stats are alarming. In the United States, just 2 years ago, about 18.3 million children were living without a father, and that becomes an 80% increase or likelihood of potential poverty. You know, the importance of having that father figure is so important. Does that become part of this program, Papa University, to not just educate young fathers, but also stress the importance of having that father figure in one's life, child's life?
Absolutely. It becomes part of the narrative, but it also becomes part of the conversation that we should be having when it comes to fathers, right? Although we know that, particularly in low-income communities, 73% of children are born into out-of-wedlock households. Mm. Just because they're born into out-of-wedlock households, or they may not be in residency with their children, doesn't mean that they're not involved. And oftentimes we flip those statistics and someone will say, instead of saying 73% of children are born into out-of-wedlock households, they'll say 73% of our children are fatherless. That is a false narrative. It's not true. Mm-hmm. And so what we do know is that the research is beginning to tell us that fathers are more actively engaged in the lives of their children, regardless of their residential status. And so we have not begun to capture information on the day-to-day activities. The Pew Research did a research in 2013 that specifically talked about the engagement of fathers in the lives of their children, and more specifically as a societal narrative when it comes to Black fathers. The research says that Black fathers are the most engaged fathers in the lives of their day-to-day activities with their children of any other cohort of dads in the country. Now, that's not to say that Black fathers are doing better than white fathers or Latino fathers. It's just it pays attention to the narrative that says Black fathers aren't engaged in the lives of their children. It's not true for them, and it's not true for any other father. They are engaged. We're just not calculating and clocking their level of engagement because we never associate their engagement with the things that we believe children need other than finances, right? And so we have not begun to clock parental engagement, but now that we are seeing that fathers are standing in the gap, regardless of their societal situation. They're trying the best that they can, and we need to meet them on the other end. And that's why we created Papa University for those dads who are engaged, they're involved, they're trying to figure it out, but they just need some answers to their questions.
What about for fathers who maybe not necessarily are involved as much, but want to get involved, want to have more of an influence on their child's life? Maybe they've had I guess I could say, if lack of a better word, phrasing a come to Jesus moment, and realizing, I haven't been the best father in the world. What can I do to be a better father and a role model for my children? How can this online tutorial site help them out?
Same thing. It allows them to come on to the site, get information, but when you get connected deeper in our network, you become part of what we call the brotherhood. And there is a brotherhood of fatherhood, right? And what that means is that as a father, you don't do this alone, and that you have to come into a space where you are attached to other narratives that look like yours and sound like yours and may have the same outcomes as yours, but you also get the same inspiration, right? And so you see and talk to fathers who've been where you've been and can help you understand that while you may be going through an issue today, that that issue doesn't define who you are. It's something that you have to overcome like you would have to overcome anything. And so Papa University for us is not only just a resource of information for fathers, but it is also a community for fathers to come into our space, whether it is through our social media platforms, through our listserv, through our monthly support meetings, through our Daddy Power Hours that we host every month, in order for them to come into a space where they can begin to be encouraged and supported in the very thing that they're desiring to be, and that is a father in the life of their child.
Can you talk about some of the specific programs that are involved, that whether they be are they all online? Are there courses that are in person? Just tell us more about it.
So the COVID pandemic did some very interesting things to the not-for-profit community, right? And so where everything was in person, we have now learned how to do the same work with the same impact virtually. And what that did for us as an agency is it expanded our ability to be able to do curriculum and do classes virtually for fathers who want to come in and do our curriculums. It has allowed us to touch more people across the country where they are in locations where there may not be a fatherhood program. All of our workshops and webinars and all of those things are virtual and free to the public, to dads that are seeking that information. We have a robust library of resources and services within Papa University where fathers can come in and find resources, whether those are books, how-to videos, information on particular fatherhood and parenting subjects, resources that they can download on how to deal with a child if they have been estranged, how to deal with them if they've been incarcerated. So we have continued to build this community around making sure that no matter how an individual needs information, that we have created it in the platform that is meaningful for them. And this thing is going to be an evolution, right? It's going to grow because we're going to learn more things. We're going to understand more things. We're going to see more research. We're going to have more evidence. And in all the areas that we can provide services for our DAS. And then the last thing I'll say this mm-hmm. is that it doesn't matter where you are in this mm-hmm. country. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what your socioeconomic status is. It doesn't matter, you know, what your race, what your religion, any of those things. Fatherhood is very singular in its responsibility. Be available for your children and provide them the best outcomes to be productive in their lives through your responsibility as being a father. And there's a lot of ways to do that that has absolutely nothing to do with the status that you have in life or the romantic, marital, or relationship status that you have with the mother of your children. To be available for your children doesn't cost you anything but effort and desire and commitment. To be loving costs you nothing. To be understanding costs you nothing. Now, we understand that some things do cost, right? And that's where we try to come in, but helping you understand that they're the things that you can provide for your children that are will last them a lifetime, and the things that they need at this moment that we can help you do, which is things like finding jobs, understanding conflict resolution, engaging in the systems, whether it's child support system or employment system. All of those things we have mechanisms to deal with. So we have really tried over the last 20 years to be able to take all of our programs, mm-hmm. all of our services, all of our wisdom, and narrow them down into Papa University to be a resource for our dads.
Just a couple more questions. Again, we're here with Kenneth Braswell, CEO of Fathers Incorporated. And, of course, Papa University launching this month here in June. Of course, it's perfect timing here for Father's Day as we're here on Father's Day weekend. What are some statistics and insights that you've discovered over the years? You said that you've been working on such a project over 20 years that you've really noticed that stands out about fatherhood.
A couple of things. You know, through our work with the National Responsible Fatherhood Clearinghouse, we did some research some years ago across the country and learned that 97% of all dads agree that the day their child was born was the best day of their lives. That's a very significant thing to understand and to know, because you can build off of that. You can build off of building an experience for fathers who are new dads to extend that love and extend that commitment beyond the birthday, right? And so we also have learned that the number of single fathers have increased significantly in this country over the last 20 or 30 years. And so while we don't want any of our children to grow up, you know, without both of their parents in the household, because research says that when they're in a two-parent home, that they fare better in all kinds of areas of their lives, we want available and healthy parents in their lives. But what that stat does say is that the courts are beginning to take into consideration that fathers are also viable parents to take care of their children in a single manner. And so those days to which the courts have been, you know, somewhat biased to moms are now beginning to understand that it is critically necessary that they take an equal eye to both parents and understanding who is the best parent that's best for their child. So that statistic shows that. Mm. And then there's all kinds of other statistics that are out there, but those are the two that stand up for me.
Absolutely. Last one for me here is, how can people here in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, find more information about Fathers Incorporated and Papa University?
So the very easy way is to come to the website at papauniversity.com. That is PoppaUniversity.com. You can come to the site and you can also find services in your particular area. So we do have a service directory. Simply come into papauniversity.com, go to the services directory, type in the state that you're in, and all of the services, at least that we are aware of, will pop up, and hopefully there'll be one near you. There's also a directory of resources that you can find resources. So the easiest way is to come to the website at papauniversity.com. If you can't get an answer there, our telephone number there, and you can also find us all over social media.
Fantastic. Again, Ken, I want to thank you so much for joining us here this morning on Fox on the Road. Best of luck to you with this venture, and I really hope it really takes off. I think it's a great program. It's going to benefit a lot of people.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.